So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a special early edition of the Ben and Vince Show.
Yeah, we're up pretty early.
Yeah, very early. Did you know they have, like, there's all kinds of stuff in the morning, like food, TV, almost everything. It's pretty great.
Yeah. My favorite part is when the lights are all flashing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You may not know what morning is. You may be confusing morning with a rave. You may be confusing laughing with sounding like a complete psycho.
It's pretty funny.
Okay. Which one has muffins?
I just went to a
rave.
No, Burger King.
To sleep.
And then,
really?
Yeah, I got
that's
this.
Even worse than me. At least I'm on a fire truck.
I just went there for breakfast.
Oh, you eat breakfast in your sleep?
What? No, I said I went there.
To sleep?
No, to eat breakfast. No, to get breakfast.
To get breakfast to take home to your bed to sleep with.
That's right.
Is that how that Egg McMuffin got pregnant?
No, I don't go to McDonald's.
Yeah, well, obviously they come to you.
Anyway, I got funnel cake sticks.
Wait, those exist?
Yeah, Burger King.
Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose?
What?
Of having to go to the fair to get funnel cake.
Sorry, what?
Doesn't it defeat the purpose of having to go to the fair to get funnel cake?
No, it's not a funnel cake. It's funnel cake sticks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, this is fast food. You know, it's just totally taking all these authentic experiences and just prepackaging them in a easier to eat form.
No, it's just it's not.
It's like why I can't go to the opera anymore.
But it doesn't have, like, powdered sugar. It has, like, cinnabon.
This is even worse. This is even
frosting.
Worse than it to me.
It's like that cinnabon frosting.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And you, like, dip them in it.
Yeah, you dip them. This is not funnel cake.
I mean, it's basically, like, a candy version of pizza dip.
I don't really understand that.
Well, imagine...
Can you say it in other words?
Imagine the concept of funnel pizza. Cake sticks.
Okay, I don't...
And then apply that to pizza.
I'm having trouble. But I think I see what you're driving at.
No, I'm actually driving away.
What?
Yeah.
But wait, so did you get them?
I already told you I got them.
Oh.
That's the whole reason I went there.
Oh. Well, maybe you failed.
What?
I mean, maybe you failed.
No, I got them.
Okay. And how are they?
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah, you should go there. For the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're high on ecstasy.
I woke up with the king.
Oh, God. This is what I'm talking about.
I wish they still had the enormous omelet sandwich.
What is that?
The enormous omelet sandwich.
It sounds pretty good.
I think it was disgusting.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, it was disgusting in a good way.
Okay. that's a thing that can happen.
Dude, have you heard about this new KFC thing?
What?
All right.
The triple down?
No. It's called the Skin Witch.
Ew. Okay, didn't anyone in marketing think, like, more than 4 seconds about that?
No, but think about what this is. It's 5 layers of fried chicken skin.
Ew, what?
With white American cheese and bacon. And a bun.
And a bun. they just had a bunch of that left over, or what?
It's a skin witch.
I mean, that's awful. That's so disgusting. Right? I mean, bacon is good. But here's what I'm saying. How does KFC even have access to bacon? You know?
What do you mean?
I mean, they just make chickens.
They don't make chickens. I don't think you understand how this stuff works.
Well, then please explain it to me.
Chickens are animals.
Yeah.
They come from eggs.
Where do eggs come from?
Chickens.
Which, how do you get that? That doesn't make sense.
They were telling me my friend Jason Atkins didn't know that...
Was on a diet.
No, he didn't know that eggs came from chickens.
He thought they came from...
The egg factory.
The egg factory?
Yeah.
Well, also known as chickens?
Well, no, he thought they were made in, like, a factory.
But that doesn't...
Well, I mean, to be fair, he knew that chickens laid eggs.
Okay.
Just not the eggs that we eat.
What kind of eggs? He thought that we just were able to make those.
Yeah, in a factory.
That's good.
I mean, he's from Brooklyn.
Yeah, that doesn't explain it.
And everything in New York is from a factory.
Yeah, right. Even the chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know that we eat chicken, but I didn't know that those, and that chickens come from eggs, but I didn't know the ones that we eat were the ones that came from eggs.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, where they get bacon, they probably buy it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they don't have any pigs. Or I'm gonna drive past the, Purdue Chicken Factory later today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, bon appetit.
I'm not gonna get anything there.
Oh, you're just gonna drive by?
I'm just gonna drive by. Is that your bloody friend? Speaking of the word bloody.
God.
Are you friends with Max Lockwood on Facebook?
I don't know.
Dude, I am. And every so often, his stupid shit will come up on my thing. And yeah. He's always just using the word bloody.
Oh, that's weird.
Like, let's see what he has to say recently.
Let's find a typical example.
Maximilian Robert Lockwood.
The first.
God, it's all like Farmville and shit.
Oh, come on.
He goes, bloody hell. The bloody janitor in the 24-hour room just sprayed some pungent chemicals on the ground not 10 feet from me. I bloody hate being sick.
What? That doesn't sound like an English sentence.
It sounds like something Max Lockwood would say.
I don't even know about that.
Okay, what is his problem?
I mean, is he just British?
No, he's not fucking British. He likes Tillywinks. I like how...
Yeah, there's something that sounds less British than that.
I like how, like, people thought he was cool. And I was like, yeah, but this Tillywinks thing is pretty stupid. And then they're like, whatever, he's still cool. And then, like...
It just consumed his life.
No, he had that 16th birthday party that he invited Henry Scher to.
There you go.
I think he went.
I mean, I didn't go.
And everyone was like, what the hell, why is Henry here? And Max Lockwood's like, dude, Henry's cool. And everyone was just like, what?
Yeah, I don't think I was invited to that.
Yeah, you probably weren't cool enough.
Yeah, that's obviously the reason.
I mean, you're pretty cool, but you're not Henry Scher cool.
I know. I don't even know why I try.
what that kid's up to.
Probably something involving the word bloody, but in a much more literal sense.
Ew.
What?
Ew.
I'm just trying to say he's on his period, God.
Yeah, ew.
Wait, I don't even know what Max Lockwood is up to. I mean, besides
stand-up comedy.
Oh, God.
What about Pokemons?
God. Yeah, I guess that's such a thing. I mean, I guess our generation was basically the first to grow up on that. I mean, not our generation even, but like our age of people, like our exact year. So like it's part of our culture, and that sucks.
Yeah, why does that suck?
Because I mean, it doesn't deserve to be part of our culture more than like Power Rangers does. But I mean, and it's fine to be like, oh yeah, Power Rangers, that was cool, I love that. And it's, but I think Pokemon has become much more than that for people our age.
I'm done talking about this. Let's go to break.
Okay.
Federal agent. Ruled by a sense of destiny. Machete. I know what they did to your family. Machete. I know the legend. That's him.
CIA, FBI, DEA all roll up in the womb.
He's coming after us.
I will testify.
Be a billionaire so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the
So everybody, I don't know if you heard, but I have some good news and bad news. The bad news is that the test came back positive, but the good news is that we're back. So
test results was positive.
So you're pregnant. And
congratulations.
It's a baby.
So it's not a tumor. So listen,
right.
I have some bad news also.
Uh-oh.
There's been a recall
uh-huh.
of 228 million eggs from the egg factory.
Oh. M. God.
Yeah.
That's bad news. I actually heard about that. I mean, what's wrong with them again? Salmonella?
Yeah.
That's...
Oh, I have even worse news.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if I can take this. Let me sit down.
Committee bans grinding at school dances.
No. No. What are we going to use our egg for?
The Ashburnham Westminster Regional School Committee approved a measure that bans grinding at Oakmont Regional High School dances and added it to the school's handbook.
So, like, that happened at Blair or something, right? Didn't it?
I don't know.
But, like, how do they enforce that?
You just have people like Miss Thomas go around with flashlights.
Did she do that? Wait, wasn't there a whole, wasn't there a whole story about
this? She
said,
like, she found a used condom or something on the stairs, or I don't even...
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. I don't know. That's, I mean, whatever. I don't care. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Well, in addition to the new rule, the Sentinel and Enterprise enforce that the students attending the dance must keep their hands above the waist. There must be no excessive public displays of affection. Dude, have you seen the video of the pervert cat?
No.
This girl is, like, making her ass clap, and this cat keeps, like, smacking it. It's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny. Oh, man. I shouldn't have woken up so early.
Also, apparently, Route 85 in Southboro was closed overnight because of pieces of the Mass Pike falling onto the road.
Pieces of the what?
The Massachusetts Turnpike.
That's not something you want to hear.
No, so there's no other...
No other closures to report?
There's no other details about that.
Oh. I was going to say, it seems like in a situation like that, you really hear about two roads being closed.
Yeah.
But
right?
I guess that's, you know, they probably know what they're doing over there. You know, those pieces probably weren't that important. Yeah.
Oh my god. I got a story about it now.
Okay.
This is a great quote. A couple pieces about that big, said Galvin.
Nice. That's good. That's, yeah. We, as usual, Ben Event Show brings you the news in a format you can understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this mosque thing?
What was it? I read somewhere, some guy was like, yeah, I hope we build the mosque 200 feet tall and Muslims just stand on top of it and spit on Republicans. But, yeah, whatever. I don't care. Sure, build it. You know?
But don't you think that's just, you know, gonna encourage the extremists to, that they can just, you know, these Muslims, they can just walk all over us and...
But I mean, and, why would they want to... But I mean, if we build a mosque there, it's like, why would they want to bomb it? You know, that's bad for them.
No, they're gonna... It's two blocks away.
Right, okay. I guess this is just encouraging them to bomb every place in the U.S. and then we'll build a mosque everywhere.
I mean...
It's a pretty good...
They're just going to train more terrorists there.
Right. That makes sense. I don't know. As long as there's no minarets, I'm fine with it.
What?
As long as there's... Oh. Yeah.
But don't they have to have, like, five of those? Isn't that how it works? You know, Islam builds mosques at the site of its conquests.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then, this is very appropriate, then. I mean, we're all required to be Muslim pretty soon, right? Isn't that going into effect?
Well, I already am.
Right, okay.
But I think I'm quitting.
Well, you can't just do that. You're such a quitter.
I'm not a quitter. Okay. I'm a decider. I decided to quit.
Thank you. Yeah, what was it? Wait, you're Muslim? Yeah, man, all black people are Muslim. We just weren't allowed to say that shit before the election.
What's that from?
get your war on.
Oh, is that the, like, animated?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Dude, Mr. Wilson's Jewish.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you remember that?
Did I know that? Oh, he, like, converted or something? I mean...
I don't know.
Okay. No, I thought I remember hearing that, but maybe he's just Jewish.
If you ever got a tattoo, where would you get it?
It's like asking, if you ever had to eat food, where would you put it into your body? The answer to both is the mouth.
What?
Yeah.
It's like asking, would you rather eat fire or have $1,000?
Wait, what is that from?
It was like Elliot Schiattone said it, right? In Miss Tubman's class.
Oh, what was the question that he was...
It was like, would you rather, like, take notes on this or, like, go home or something?
Yeah. Oh, man. Toast Man.
Toast Man?
Yeah, that's his alter ego.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that now.
Let's have him on the show.
Okay.
All right, Toast Man.
Call him up.
Call him in. Oh, I was expecting him to do the work.
Okay.
I mean, I assume his agent is listening.
Well, now we have this new phone system.
Yeah, that new one.
It makes it so much easier. A little bit.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, Doctor. Would you rather... if you had a choice between being the top scientist in your field and having mad cow disease, which would you choose? Well, of course I'd choose to be the top scientist in my field. Oh, good. I thought you were going to choose mad cow. Why would you think that? I guess I'm just a worrier.
Yeah.
So,
have you ever had mad cow disease?
When?
Me neither.
Wait, so, I don't know. Why are you asking about the tattoo thing?
I was wondering.
Oh, okay. Well, I answered your question. Okay. Where would you get it? Okay. Alright. If you had to get a tattoo inside your body somewhere, where would you get it?
Where would I get it?
Maybe like,
it's hard to say.
Yeah? Oh, okay. I get it.
Maybe like on my pec or something.
Okay. Yeah? Right up there? Right up on.
I guess. I don't know. I don't really want a tattoo.
Yeah, okay. So. No one does.
That's not true.
I mean, the only reason anyone gets a tattoo is because they have to.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like having a job for kids. You know?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I think all tattoos should just say, I'm stupid, so that when you look... And it 20 years later, and you're like, wait, why did I get... Oh, right.
Are you following Jerry Seinfeld on Twitter?
No, I'm not. I didn't know that happened. I mean, he's all terrible.
It looks real, but it's not verified.
Oh, that's probably not him.
Well, I don't know. He said, like, what's the deal with the specials? If they're so special, why aren't they on the menu?
Yeah, that's that sounds pretty real.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. Why is everything he does so terrible anymore?
I don't know.
I mean, the marriage ref? Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, wow. I forgot about
that. Who thought that was a good idea?
I don't
know. Nobody. And it's happening again, more of it.
Wait, what? So somebody must have thought it was good.
Yeah, somebody's stupid. Jerry Seinfeld.
Alright, well, let's wrap this one.
Alright. Boom, boom, boom. Boo doo doo doo.
Dun 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 dun.